Blog Talk Radio.
Are running a cycle in the news to where we almost become sick of them. Crimes and mysteries oftentimes end up never getting answered. Did the family get justice for their loved one? Was the accused even guilty? Welcome to The Aftermath, where we try to answer some of the mysteries we forgot about due to life smacking us in the face with more happenings. Forgotten Story, The Life and Death of Andy Kaufman. On May 16th, 1949, one of the greatest entertainers to grace this earth was born. While often called a, quote, comedian, end quote, Andy Kaufman preferred to describe himself instead as a, quote, song and dance man, end quote. He disdained telling jokes and engaging in comedy as it was traditionally understood. Once saying in an interview, quote, I'm not a comic. I've never told a joke. The comedian's promise is that he will go out there and make you laugh with him. My only promise is that I will try to entertain you the best I can. Kaufman began performing children's birthday parties at the young age of 9, playing records, showing cartoons. Kaufman spent much of his time in his youth writing poetry, stories, including unpublished novels, The Howling Mango, which he completed at the age of 16.
What a bitch!
Following a visit to a school from Nigerian musician Babatunde Olatunji.
What do you say?
Kaufman began playing the congas. Despite his shy tendencies at the age of 8, he had already become passionate about making people laugh when he wasn't doing make-believe TV shows in his bedroom. According to biography, he was performing stand-up comedy at those birthday parties mentioned earlier.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
As pointed out by AndyKaufman.com, it was these early years that Kaufman first donned his father's jacket and developed this famous, quote-unquote, foreign man character, mostly to entertain his younger sister. Kaufman first received major attention for his character Foreign Man, who spoke in a high-pitched, heavily accented voice and claimed to be from Kaspiar, a fictional island in the Caspian Sea. It was this character that Kaufman convinced the owner of the famed New York City comedy club, The Improv, Bud Freeman, to allow him to perform on stage. Kaufman first received major attention from the character Foreign Man. As Foreign Man, Kaufman would appear on the stage of comedy clubs, play a recording from the theme The Mighty Mouse Cartoon Show while standing perfectly still and lip-sync only the "Here I come to save the day" and with great enthusiasm.
Yay!
He proceeded to tell a few jokes. They were intentionally poor jokes. And concluded his act with a series of celebrity impressions, with the comedy arising from the character's obviously hopeless ineptitude of impersonation. For example, his fake accent. Kaufman announced to the audience, "I would like to imitate Mr. Carter, the President of the United States." And then, in exactly the same voice, he'd say, "Hello, I am Mr. Carter, the President of the United States. Thank you very much." At some point in the performance, usually when the audience was conditioned to Foreign Man's inability to perform a single convincing impression, Foreign Man would announce, "And now I would like to imitate the Elvis Presley." Turn around, take off his jacket, slick back his hair, and launch into a hip-shaking rendition of Presley singing one of his hit songs. Like Presley, he took off the leather jacket during the song and threw it in the audience.
My eye!
But unlike Presley, Foreign Man would immediately ask for it to be returned. After the song's finale, he would take a simple bow and then say in his Foreign Man voice, "Thank you very much." Kaufman first used Foreign Man character at nightclubs in the early 1970s. The character then changed into Lacka Gravis for ABC sitcom Taxi, appearing in 79 of the 114 episodes in 1978 through 83. The Taxi character Lacka character was then changed to Lacka Gravis for ABC sitcom Taxi, appearing Bob Zemuda confirmed this. They basically were buying Andy's foreign man character for the gig. Kaufman couldn't stand sitcoms and was not happy. He referred to them as dead people laughing. He was not happy with the idea of being on a sitcom. Shapiro, however, convinced him he would greatly lead to stardom, which in turn would earn him money he could put into his own act. Kaufman appeared in 14 episodes per season, and initially they wanted 4 for Kaufman's alter ego, Tony Clifton, after Kaufman deliberately sabotaged Clifton's appearance on the show. However, that part of his contract was dropped.
Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
However, this was not in fact true. It was simply a publicity stunt cooked up by Bob Zemuda.
Gotcha.
His character was given multiple personality disorder, which allowed Kaufman to randomly portray other characters. In one episode of Taxi, Kaufman's character came down with a condition that made him like Alex Ruger, the main character played by Judd Hirsch. Another such reoccurring character played by Kaufman was Laka's womanizing alter ego, Vic Ferrari.
Hey, baby.
The most popular conspiracy theories concerning Andy Kaufman's death is that he masterminded the whole thing himself as a hoax. This theory was one of those that was notoriously pushed in the 2014 book, quote, Andy Kaufman, The Truth Finally, end quote, which was written by Kaufman's former girlfriend, Lynn Margulies, and his writing partner, Bob Zemuda. According to the New York Post, Zemuda claimed that Kaufman told him in 1982 a plan to fake his own death using a body double of a cancer patient. Unbeknownst to Andy, he had no clue how true this prediction would become. He began studying television at Junior College in Boston, Massachusetts. In 1979, for instance, Kaufman did Carnegie Hall, a conventional measure of success, and ended his show in the most unconventional manner possible by publicly inviting all 2,800 audience goers to join him for a midnight snack in the city. Those who were curious, seriously, who wouldn't be, proceeded to board buses 57th Street to an unknown location, whereupon they were dropped off at a New York school of printing. Of all places, those who took the next step and went inside were rewarded with a massive feast of chocolate chip cookies and milk, supplied by Kaufman himself. He was also remembered for bringing a copy of F. Scott Fitzgerald's novel, The Great Gatsby, on stage, and simply reading it aloud until every single person in the audience had left. Why? That was just his style, and as weird as all sorts and stunts might be, they're a huge part of why he's still remembered today. The Fridays Incident with Michael Richards. Fridays was a sketch comedy TV show in the vein of Saturday Night Live, but far less successful. And when Kaufman starred in one 1981 skit, which featured two couples, both high as a kite, doing a double date in a restaurant, things suddenly went haywire on TV. Mid-dialogue, Kaufman broke character and said, quote, I feel really stupid, end quote.
That's stupid!
As the other cast members tried to keep the skit going, Kaufman began railing about how dumb and unfunny it was, to the point of where fellow performer Michael Richards, yes, the same Michael Richards you're thinking of from Seinfeld, went back on stage and threw the cue cards at Kaufman. As with so many controversial times in Kaufman's career, the whole thing was planned by Kaufman behind the scenes, and producers probably only agreed to do it for Friday's poor ratings. Andy Kaufman proclaims himself the intergender wrestling champion of the world. One of the most notorious parts of Kaufman's career was his role as a wrestler on Saturday Night Live who only wrestled women, offering $500 to any woman who could pin him. According to the Daily Beast, his argument for only wrestling females was blatantly sexist. He'd rant about how women didn't possess a, quote, certain mental energy, end quote, unless they were, quote, scrubbing the potatoes, end quote, in the kitchen. And he declared himself the intergender wrestling champion of the world. Throughout the fights, as the audience booed, he would scream out, quote, this is not a comedy routine. This is not a skit. This is real, end quote. But much like everything Andy did, this was staged as well. The feud with Jerry Lawler. Andy Kaufman's heel turn as the intergender wrestling champion of the world angered a lot of people, but perhaps none more so than the professional wrestler Jerry the King Lawler, who was angry about Kaufman wrestling women, that he made it a mission to take Kaufman down. In the early 1980s, they became fierce wrestling competitors, with showdown that took place in the ring, on talk shows, and across the entertainment landscape, as explained by Bleacher Report. At one point, Lawler's appeared on the David Letterman show, leading to a confrontation where, at that point, Lawler slapped Kaufman on live TV. leading to Kaufman unleashing a vicious string of profane insults. One thing for sure, these two men despised each other, or did they? It would later be revealed this was another stunt calculated by Kaufman and Lawler. The death of Andy Kaufman. Andy Kaufman wasn't a smoke, except for when playing Tony Clifton. Biography states that generally he was a health fanatic. If anything, that's why his family were so disturbed when he started coughing during Thanksgiving of 83, according to his friend Bob Zamuda. They pleaded for him to go visit a doctor, and when he did, the news was dire. Kaufman, 35 years old, had somehow contracted terminal lung cancer. With only 3 months to live, the doctor's only recommendation, care and comfort variety. With only 3 months to live, the doctor's only recommendations were the care and comfort variety. Nonetheless, Kaufman combined conventional treatments like chemo and radiation with unorthodox solutions like macrobiotic diet and, quote, psychic surgery, end quote. Sadly, nothing worked. Died shortly afterward. The aftermath. Meanwhile, in Kaufman-esque fashion, a fake daughter also would emerge years later in 2013, according to Yahoo News. A single 23-year-old woman came on stage in Manhattan's Gotham Comedy Club and claimed to be Andy's daughter, and to plant one bombshell atop of another. She also said that the comedian was alive and faked his own death so he could be a stay-at-home dad for her and her siblings. Too surreal? Yes. The latter daughter, unlike the real one, Maria, was a hoax. It later came out that she was actually a New York actress named Alexandra Tatarsky. Special thanks to TheBleacherReport.com, Grunge.com, Yahoo.com, Life.com, Biography.com, TheDailyBeast.com, AndyKaufman.com, WashingtonTimes.com, NewYorkPost.com. Did Andy Kaufman really die, or did Andy survive? Will we ever know the answer to this? For Brandy Eldridge, I'm Dan Hudson. Thanks for tuning into The Aftermath. Catch you next time.